Chasing Big Joe, hour number three, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday at Tennessee Precious Metals in Gallatin. Appreciate them for having us here today as we've been on tour this week. So maybe doing more touring here soon.
Love it, man.
Speaking, one of the places we were at was at the new Circa Sportsbook up at the Mint at Kentucky Downs in Franklin, Kentucky, the beautiful new VSiN studios that they have there. Dave Ross is one of the hosts for VSiN along with Jensen Lewis, and they'll be doing their show there. He joins us now on the program. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. It's great to be with you here, and I'm so far in my short time in the Tennessee-Kentucky area really enjoying it. Very, very big change for me from Vegas, but so far so good, and I'm glad you guys were able to check out the new studio. It really is beautiful.
Yeah, and I mean, just I think the atmosphere there is going to be really cool because you're right next to Nashville, and, you know, everybody can travel up there for football weekends and watch from the sports book. It's such a cool facility.
It really is, and I was able to, Derek Stevens, the CEO of Circa Sports, of course, I came in town on Tuesday before the big ceremony on Wednesday. We were able to go out to dinner and kind of catch up, and that was the whole idea that he was telling me and Jensen about, which was they thought, you know, with the Nashville crowd not being that far, hop, skip, and a jump to get up there to Franklin, that college football, NFL season, that was the idea to get this thing launched before week zero. We were able to do that Wednesday, and here we are on a Friday, and I know it's going to be pretty packed in there tomorrow, not just for Western Kentucky, but certainly the big one overseas in Dublin between Iowa State and K-State.
Well, that's what I was about to bring up. It's not quite the full course, but we're going to whet the appetite a little bit with some college football tomorrow. Iowa State, K-State being the big one in Dublin. What's kind of your read on this one with K-State being a 3.5-point favorite?
You know, it's interesting because we had Kelly Stewart on. Kelly in Vegas is what she goes by in Vegas. She's there in Dublin. She's a K-State alum. And, you know, I was waiting to get the whole Homer report from her on the ground there in Dublin. And I didn't get that sense, guys. I got the sense of, like, no, this is really going to be exactly what the odds makers have made it, maybe potentially a field goal game here. 3.5, if you can get that hook, then I think it really could sway you towards the Iowa State side here. I do think it, because you have two, I think, elite quarterbacks that may be longer shots to win the Heisman this year, but really good quarterback play that we would expect to see out of both guys here. I think the offenses might be a little bit ahead of the defenses here, and I know that total's been sitting around 50.5, 51. If it doesn't get unplayable, and to me unplayable would be over 51, I think you'd miss the best of the number. I do think we're going to get some points in this game, potentially in the high 20s here. I haven't been able to get to the window yet on this game, and I know sometimes it takes the patience of Job to do this, but if you have it, wait and see what the first two series look like, because they're still kids. They just got over to Dublin yesterday, and the body clock's getting back to their normal Midwest time. It might be a little bit off, so I might want to wait, see what the first quarter looks like. If they get off to a slow start and that number comes down into the mid-40s perhaps, that's when I might look to hop on live and go for the over.
Dave, that's the information we need, man. Thank you for that. That's perfect. All too often, we're like, throw the money down, forget about it, but then read the body language and the team. I like stuff like that. We need to know things like that, because all too often, we just place a bet and that's it.
You know what? It's so funny because it's so true that I think we have been conditioned as bettors throughout the years to always play before the game tips, before the game kicks, before the first pitch. If you have the time to invest it and watch the game critically, you should never bet before the game. You should always hop in live, because a lot of times the things we think are going to happen, they change dramatically, and you get that sense right away. But it takes patience, and you have to be on those screens a lot too, a second screen on your live windows there, to make sure you get those numbers, because as we know in college football and certainly the NFL, you have to wait till they go to commercial break here for those numbers to adjust. But that is the best way, truly, to get the best of the number. But we're so conditioned to always – I'm guilty of this as well, of always betting before the game, and then it goes terribly wrong. You go, man, if I just waited, I could have got a much better number.
I love it. Dave Ross is with us, host of VSiN by the Books. Dave, when do you sleep?
Never. I got to tell you guys, that was the big reason for the move for me from Vegas, because Jensen being in Cleveland, of course, former reliever there with the Cleveland Indians, now the Guardians these days, on East Coast time, and boy, I was close. I was like, man, Nashville, what do we get with that? Well, we're still at that central time, but those 2 extra hours that I picked up from Vegas to here have been a godsend so far in my first couple weeks here. So I'm adjusting to the Midwest time, but it's much better on the body clock.
How do you read the group of five schools? We know about Ohio State and LSU now. We know all that stuff. Like tomorrow, Sam Houston takes on Western Kentucky and Bowling Green. It's a huge Conference USA game. It won't get the publicity it probably deserves. But when you do something and then deep dive into the group of five schools like that, you need to know research more, right?
Oh, man. Oh, absolutely you do. And, again, when you're looking for those non-power schools and who's going to be able to make the college football playoff, again, I think the Boise game is going to be very, very important next week to see what they can do. The Sam Houston State, that number, by the way, sitting around 10. A lot of the sharps that I talked to at our network that have done really that work that you're talking about here, get inside those numbers, they say it should be around 8.5. So you might be getting a point and a half advantage on the Sam Houston side. I know that's not what they want to hear in Franklin, of course, because they're going to have a watch party there for the Hilltopper fans. So it should be a great crowd. But, again, it's not a play that I've gotten to yet. And I'll tell you this, maybe if the Hilltoppers go up 7-0 early and then all of a sudden you think this is going to be the route is on and you can get Sam Houston State at, say, plus 14, 14.5, that might not be a bad angle because, again, it feels like you're already getting the better of the number at 10. But I'd like to wait, hope they fall behind a little bit early, get me over 2 touchdowns, and I'll take that and hope for the best in that third quarter, or second half and beyond.
So I am very curious about a team that's also going to play tomorrow that is in your, I guess, former backyard, and that is Dan Mullen and the Rebels of UNLV. Yeah. This could be an interesting – I've even talked to some people that are predicting them to be the group of five representative in the playoff. Like, what has Dan Mullen done there with that team – or is doing there in his first season with that team that has everybody so intrigued by them?
Well, I'll tell you this. People were really intrigued about this team last year, and then we saw the quarterback transfer after week three because he wanted more money and said, I'm not going to play anymore. This is the new day and age that we live in now with NIL and beyond. And now with Dan Mullen coming in there, they have a lot of talent, and it was eminent, and you could see it last year with that squad. So not obviously all the same guys coming back, but you know Mullen's going to want to run things up early. I know you got to lay a big number, about 26.5 out there. There's no way I'd look to the other side. Again, if you made me play it early, and again, if you think a favorite is absolutely going to roll, which I would in this case, then I don't mind doing that. But if you're looking to the dog side and think they might fall behind early, you can wait on it for the in-game that we talked about. I don't see that case here. I think it's going to be all one-way traffic with UNLV at home, and Mullen really wants to get off on the good foot. I'll tell you guys this. He's done a lot of media around my old stomping grounds there in Vegas before I left. He's pretty energetic about this new chance that he has, and I think you're right. I think he looks at it and goes, if it's not Boise, it could very well be us, and what better way to get off on the good foot with a big, nice win in week number one, or zero.
Dave, let me ask you, when teams from the mainland go play Hawaii, what's the sense of that? Because Stanford travels out there tomorrow. You know, I know the West Coast to Hawaii, it's like a four-hour plane ride, but still – I mean, you're playing on an island in the middle of the Pacific. I know it sounds like boom, but, I mean, there's a big change. What's the sense? Because a lot of people are betting on this game tomorrow.
Yeah, and I have – this is one of the games that I do have a ticket on. I didn't even get the best of the number here. I played Hawaii at 1.5. It's now up to 2.5, and you go, wow, you got a point in the right direction. Well, I was actually late to the party there because this game opened Stanford as about a 2.5 point favorite. So all the way flipped all the way around to 2.5 the other way. So, you know, that's a good 5-point move that we've already seen here on this game. And what's really interesting, my old co-host here on the show back when I was in Vegas was Michael Lombardi. We all know now that he's reunited with Bill Belichick at UNC as the GM. And you look at this situation with Andrew Luck coming into Stanford as a GM, still bizarre to talk about it in those terms for college football, but that's what he is. He's the GM. You got Frank Reich coming in there. We know he's going to be a stopgap head coach just to kind of help out here. His buddy, Andrew Luck, and they have a great personal relationship, but he's not going to be long for the game here to coach Stanford. I don't see Stanford having a whole lot of talent, if we're being honest, on the farm. And Timmy Chang in Hawaii, talk about the media rounds that they made in Las Vegas at Circus Sports there. He's pretty excited about the prospects of the Rainbow Warriors this year. Good quarterback play. We think Hawaii should be able to move the ball here on this Stanford team that just, if we're being totally blunt, is not overly talented at all. Going out there to the mainland, I do think this is a good spot for Hawaii. So laid the 1.5 here. Don't know if I want to, if I'd play it if it got to 3, because I think that might be the last line of demarcation for me. I do think you'll see 3s before we kick it off tomorrow night there. And you know what that game is, guys. it's the last chance to dance. If you had a bad day, maybe in Dublin, some of those other games, just beware of that, of blindly betting that last game to try to get it all back. You got a whole NFL slate coming up in a couple weeks, and week one in earnest next week in college football.
If I laid a bet down that Dave Ross could name all 136 college football coaches, could you?
Not even close.
Oh, get out of here.
Whatever number you set that at, give me the under. All 136, you got to be crazy.
Oh, I think you could. I mean, you know about Hawaii football probably more than Timmy Chang does.
That is definitely one of the teams that I'm keeping my eye on, and certainly from a bettor's perspective, because I do think you're getting some pretty good numbers on that team. I think they're going to be very competitive early, and I'd be surprised if they lost to Stanford tomorrow.
All right, Dave, give me this on the way out. A long shot to win the Heisman this year, because I feel like the last few years, you know, you can make money if you pick it early enough. I mean, Marcel Reed's a guy from here, kind of taking the reins at Texas A&M. He's got some pretty good odds, but is there somebody that stands out to you?
Well, I don't know that I want to go too far down the board. I know everybody's going to be looking at, Arch's kid there in Texas, and that's going to be the short shot on the board. But if you wanted to get just maybe have a little bit of fun with it, I do kind of like the K-State quarterback. I know you're going to be getting about 25-1 is what I'm seeing right now on the screen. And I think the quarterbacks tomorrow, certainly with Iowa State and K-State, could both be in play. Not the longest of guys on the board, but one other name I just want to throw out there, and this is at Syracuse with Angeli coming over from Notre Dame as the transfer there. I think what Heath Brown's got going on at Syracuse all of a sudden, you saw it with Kyle McCord last year coming over from Ohio State, that might be a quarterback factory now. He's going to put up some really good numbers from everything I've heard. I'm seeing about 100-1 if you want a real long shot. Look for Angeli. I know Syracuse people are down on them this year after the great year they had a year ago. I am not one of those people. It's a really tough schedule. Opens up with Tennessee next week. 12.5 points is what I'm seeing right now. I think the Cuse might be not only live in that game, and if they show up and put up points against a good Vols defense in week number one, watch Angeli. I think that number is going to come down a lot, and I think Syracuse is going to be very game in a lot of games that people think they won't be competitive in.
I totally agree. I think Tennessee's in for a dogfight next week. You talked about Bill Belichick in North Carolina. Have you seen more play come in on North Carolina just because – because, you know, when people are curious, Dave, you know this,
yeah,
they'll watch more and see more and place a little bet here and there. Has North Carolina moved the needle at all?
They have, and I don't know that that's proper. I do think it's because when you talk about Lombardi and Belichick reunited again, people are going to want to bet that side blindly. This team was 0-7 at home ATS last year. Ugh. I mean, if you – You didn't win a dime on UNC football at home this year. And as long as Michael is not listening, since we're still buds, I would be looking to fade Carolina. If you made me, and I know Michael is going to be like, no, we're going to be better than you guys think. He understands how this works in what we do at VSiN and beyond. But they're going to have to prove it to me. Clearly, they have more talent. And when you have an actual GM going out there and using a payroll to get guys in there, they're going to be more competitive this year. But, guys, I think the market is way overreacted in year number one for Bill Belichick. I think it's a story that a lot of people want to see succeed for obvious reasons. I just don't think that the ACC right now, I don't think it's a great conference by any stretch, but it is going to be better. Clemson, I think, is going to be better, looking more like the Clemsons of old. I think Florida State actually will be a little bit more improved. I talked about Syracuse a little bit. We know about Louisville, SMU. I just don't see where UNC in that pecking order can really come out on top. So to me, they're a middle-of-the-road program in the ACC at best. And I think if you're fading UNC for the majority of the year, your ROI at the end of the year is going to be in the black and not in the red.
By the way, Dave, you look like a younger version of the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you still got the beard? We still got the beard and the gray hair?
I got the beard. It's got a lot of gray in it. I got my hair cut here and my beard trimmed. I went, wow, I am getting old.
You look great, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us on the program. And we'll hopefully be running into you up there in Franklin, Kentucky.
That'd be great. I got to get you guys locked into my dial now. So enjoy the listen, and I appreciate y'all's time and for having me on.
Absolutely. Dave Ross, he's the host of VSiN by the Books, which will be from 6 to 9 Central Time. They're out of the VSiN studios up there at the Minta Kentucky Downs at the Circa Sportsbook in Franklin, Kentucky, which is where the Weekend Huddle will be tomorrow doing their show. So looking forward to that.
I mean, walk in that studio Wednesday and you felt powerful.
You did. Also, you can hear VEASAN's programming, including that show, on Sports Talk 8:30 a.m. every day. So we're excited to be paired up with VEASAN on, as a part of the Game Nashville Sports Network on Sports Talk 8:30 a.m. We'll have more coming live from Gallatin here at Tennessee Precious Metals on 102.5 The Game.